As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we are all about reclaiming your life from the digital dungeon and becoming the ultimate masters of your own reality. I'm Novalane, your resident phone whisperer, here to help you navigate the wild world of technology without losing yourself in the process. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super relatable. Managing comparison and envy through a good old-fashioned digital detox. Ever scroll through social media and feel like everyone else is living this perfect, incel-worthy life? You know that feeling when you start comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's highlight reel? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It's a trap, my friends. Social media can be a beautiful tool for connection and inspiration, but it can also become a breeding ground for comparison and envy. When we constantly see curated versions of other people's lives, it's easy to feel inadequate, envious, or even depressed. But here's the secret. Those highlight reels are just that, highlights. The reality is, everyone struggles, everyone has their own insecurities, and no one's life is perfect all the time. So how do we break free from this comparison game and reclaim our sense of peace and self-worth? Well, my friends, it starts with a digital detox. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage comparison and envy through disconnecting. 1. Recognize the trigger. First things first, become aware of those triggers that send you spiraling into the comparison vortex. Is it a certain platform, a particular account, or even just a specific time of day? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for avoiding them or managing your reactions when they inevitably pop up. 2. Set realistic goals. You don't have to go cold turkey and delete all your social media accounts overnight. Start small with manageable goals like limiting your screen time, taking breaks throughout the day, or even just choosing to be more mindful of how you use those platforms. Remember, consistency is key. It's better to make small, sustainable changes than to set yourself up for failure with unrealistic expectations. 3. Find alternative activities. When you find yourself reaching for your phone out of boredom or habit, have a list of alternative activities ready to go. Read a book, take a walk in nature, call a friend, listen to music, learn a new skill, the possibilities are endless. 4. Practice gratitude. Shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. Take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. Cultivating gratitude can help you feel more content and less envious of other seemingly perfect lives. 5. Curate your feed. Remember, you have control over the content you consume. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or make you feel inadequate. Follow people who inspire you, uplift you, and share positive messages. Your feed should be a source of joy and inspiration, not anxiety and comparison. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright young woman working in marketing. She's constantly bombarded with images of successful entrepreneurs, influencers, and seemingly effortless lives on social media. This relentless comparison starts to chip away at her self-esteem. She feels overwhelmed, inadequate, and even paralyzed by the pressure to keep up. But then Sarah decides to take a leap of faith. She sits aside 30 minutes each day for mindful walking in nature, limits her social media scrolling, and actively curates her feed to follow accounts that inspire her creativity and passion. She starts noticing a shift. She feels calmer, more grounded, and less consumed by the constant noise of comparison. Sarah rediscovers her own unique path, embraces her strengths, and ultimately finds joy in the journey, not just the destination. So remember, my friends, you are worthy, you are capable, and your life is a masterpiece in progress. Don't let social media steal your joy or diminish your brilliance. Embrace a digital detox, reclaim your time and energy, and cultivate a sense of self-love that shines brighter than any curated highlight reel. Take action today, set those screen time limits, unplug for an hour each day, and rediscover the beauty of real-life connection. Remember, you've got this. And until next time, keep shining bright and remember, your phone is a tool, not your master.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.